Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 15th February 2022. Top stories for today. The 15-year-old girl who was raped and gave birth to a son who later died from a stab wounds was today charged with murder at the Magistrates Court in Kemaman, Terengganu. However, no plea was recorded as the case is under the jurisdiction of the High Court. Magistrate Tengku Eliana Tuan Kamaruzaman did not allow the girl bail and fixed March 16 for mention. New COVID-19 infections in the country rose to 22,133 cases today, making it the second highest total for this year. Malaysia had previously logged 22,802 new COVID-19 cases on Saturday. Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Nur Hisham Abdullah tweeted, the country's cumulative number of positive cases now stood at 3,083,683. Pilgrims who are eligible to receive compensation following the temporary postponement of Umrah travel are given until next month to open a Tabung Haji savings account for that purpose. Minister in the Prime Minister's Department, Senator Dato' Idris Ahmad, said the period was extended because more than 1,000 pilgrims have yet to open a Tabung Haji account, which is the sole medium to be used for the payment. A dispute over restrictions on the wearing of hijab by female students in southern Indian state has now reached India's most populous state of Uttar Pradesh, with a group of youngsters asking a college to ban the head covering. Authorities closed colleges in Karnataka in India's south last week after a new uniform policy barred students from wearing headscarves in classrooms, leading to protests by Muslim students and counter-protests by Hindu students. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Monday activated rarely-used emergency powers in an effort to end protests that have shut some US border crossings and paralyzed parts of the capital. Under the Emergencies Act, the government introduced measures intended to cut off protesters' funding and took steps to reinforce provincial and local law enforcement with federal police. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.